You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hi, I'm Dave Capper, and welcome to this podcast of articles from Consumer Reports Magazine, January-February 2026, bi-monthly edition, a presentation of Airs LA. Our first article is in this issue about Consumer Reports. Consumer Reports is an independent, nonprofit organization founded in 1936 that works side by side with consumers to create a safe, fair, and transparent marketplace. To achieve our mission, we test thousands of products and services in our labs each year and survey hundreds of thousands of consumers about their experiences with products and services. We pay for all the products we rate. We don't accept paid advertising. In addition to our rigorous research, investigative journalism, and consumer advocacy, we work with other organizations, including media, consumer groups, research and testing consortiums, and philanthropic partners. We also license our content and data, as well as work with business partners to offer shopping and other consumer services, and may receive fees from these programs. We maintain a strict separation between our commercial operations and our testing and editorial operations. Our testing and editorial teams decide which products to test and review. Our external business partners or other third parties do not dictate or control these decisions. Lastly, these partnerships and programs do not constitute CR's endorsement of any products or services. Our next item comes from the President Desk. Health advice you can trust. Phil Radford, President and CEO. Knowing who is worth listening to on matters of health is getting harder than ever. Online ads and social media posts offer simple solutions. This pill, that diet, order now. Too often these promises are empty, or worse, actually dangerous. Consumer Reports has spent over 90 years earning consumer trust on health issues by powering our work with science and staunch independence. You'll never need to wonder what company might have influenced our product testing or reviews, because no company ever has. CR is always working to find new ways to provide you with the facts you need to stay well. Our Food Safety Alert Service is a good example. 1 in 6 Americans are sickened by foodborne illness each year. But you can sign up at cr.org/foodalert. to get text messages when major food recalls are issued or foodborne illness could put you or your family in danger. We're also determined to improve the rules around the food and other products that affect your safety. That's why, for example, CR helped it secure a national ban on red dye number 3, a synthetic dye that was used in many foods despite studies showing it led to cancer in lab rats. And in October, we helped pass a CR-sponsored California law banning ultra-processed foods from school meals. Whether we're testing products for safety or ensuring that governments and companies do their parts to give you better options, CR will always be here for you and your health. Our next article comes from Building a Better World Together section. Protection for homeowners. What's at stake? Homeowners are facing an insurance crisis. Extreme weather events and rising construction costs have destabilized the home insurance market, leaving many consumers with skyrocketing premiums, delayed claim payments, and the inability to find coverage when they need it most. More than half of the respondents to CR's 2024 to 2025 survey of 23,917 U.S. homeowners insurance policyholders said their premiums had increased in the previous 12 months. Numerous consumers told CR that the cost had doubled or tripled since the previous year. These increases have forced many Americans who own their homes outright to drastically underinsure their property or go without coverage altogether. What CR is doing about it? Homeowners insurance is largely regulated by the states, with some states providing better consumer protections than others. CR believes all policyholders deserve basic rights no matter where they live, and, along with other consumer and industry groups, has written them into a homeowners insurance bill of rights. It calls for stronger protections and more transparency related to, among other things, what information consumers are entitled to see when they shop for or renew a policy. what factors insurers can consider when setting prices, how much notice insurers must provide before changing or canceling a policy, and how much time they have to pay claims. What you can do. Help CR bring more fairness to the insurance marketplace by signing our petition urging insurance companies to adopt CR's Homeowners Insurance Bill of Rights. Safer personal care products. Every day, the average adult in the U.S. uses 12 personal care products such as moisturizers, sunscreens, and cosmetics, containing 112 unique ingredients, some of which are linked to cancer, reproductive harm, and other health issues. Under current law, companies that make these products can use almost any ingredient without pre-market testing or review. In fact, the Food and Drug Administration has restricted just 15 substances from use. The European Union has banned or restricted more than 2,400. CR has been working to close this regulatory gap. In February 2025, CR testing revealed a range of toxic ingredients in synthetic braiding hair, and we began urging the FDA to investigate further. We've also been pushing state legislators to address the issue, resulting in measures like New York's proposed Beauty Justice Act, which would ban some of the most toxic substances in the state. And we helped craft the federal Safer Beauty Bill package, a landmark bill that would remove the most toxic chemicals from beauty and personal care products, increase ingredient and supply chain transparency, and protect the health of salon owners and women of color who are most affected by toxic exposure. Action update. Ultra-processed foods, such as soft drinks and packaged snacks, don't provide needed nutrients, are engineered to be addictive, and have been linked to health risk, including cancer, cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes. Yet they are served to students in schools across the country. Last year, CR co-sponsored legislation that would ban the most harmful UPFs from California public schools by 2035 and encourage the schools to provide healthier food. In October, Governor Gavin Newsom signed it into law. Our next article is recalls. To stay informed about recalls for your vehicles, readers with membership can use our free car recall tracker at cr.org/more. Toyota vehicles. Toyota is recalling Tundra and Tundra hybrid trucks from the 2022 to 2025 model years, as well as 2023 to 2025 Sequoia hybrid SUVs, more than 393,000 vehicles, because the backup camera might not display an image when the car is in reverse due to a software error. What to do? Toyota dealerships will perform a software update free of charge. Owners may call Toyota at 800-331-4331. The NHTSA campaign number for this recall is 25V657. Sunbeam Oster French Door Countertop Ovens. Sunbeam Products is recalling about 1.29 million Oster French Door Countertop Ovens because the spring-loaded doors can unexpectedly close, posing a serious burn hazard. They were sold at Bed Bath & Beyond, Costco, and Walmart stores nationwide, and online at Amazon and Overstock.com from August 2015 through July 2025 for $140 to $250. What to do? Stop using the oven immediately. Contact Sunbeam to receive a free repair kit. The kit includes a clip-on device that helps keep the doors open while reaching inside, and it can be installed without tools. Call 800-334-0759 or go to recall.oster.com for instructions and to request the kit. Frigidaire Mini Fridges. Curtis International is recalling about 634,000 Frigidaire brand mini fridges because internal electrical components can short circuit and ignite, posing fire and burn hazards. The mini fridges were sold at Walmart and other stores nationwide and online at Amazon and Walmart.com from January 2020 through December 2023 for $36 to $40. What to do? Stop using the mini fridge. Unplug it and call Curtis International at 888-727-0198 or go to recallrtr.com/minifridge for instructions and a refund. Kidcraft Farm to Table Play Kitchens. Backyard Kids is recalling about 192,000 Kidcraft Farm to Table Play Kitchens because if young children climb on the counter or crawl through the opening at the back of the play kitchen, their clothing can get caught on the plastic or metal hooks meant to hold toy kitchen accessories such as play pots and pans, posing a strangulation hazard. The toys were sold online at Amazon, Kidcraft.com, and Walmart.com from 2018 through July 2025 for $120 to $270. What to do? Stop using the play kitchen. For free replacement hooks, remove the original hooks. And call Backyard Kids at 800-933-0771 or go to kidcraft.com/pages/recall. DrinkMate 1-liter carbonation bottles. DrinkMate is recalling about 106,200 1-liter carbonation bottles because they can explode during use, posing serious impact, laceration, and hearing damage hazards. The products were sold at Amazon, HomeDepot.com, iDrinkProducts.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com from April 2023 through October 2024 for about $20 individually or $130 as part of some DrinkMate OmniFizz starter kits. What to do? Stop using the bottles and discard them safely. Contact DrinkMate at 844-812-6241 or go to iDrinkProducts.com for instructions and free replacement bottle. IKEA garlic presses. IKEA is recalling about 43,830 garlic presses because the small pieces of metal can detach, posing laceration or ingestion hazards. The presses were sold at IKEA stores nationwide and online at IKEA.com from March 2024 through May 2025 for about $8. What to do? Stop using the garlic press. Return it to an IKEA store for a full refund. No proof of purchase is required. If you are unable to return it to one of the stores, contact IKEA at 888-966-4532 or ikea.com/us/en and click Product Recalls for disposal instructions and a full refund. Zebra Blinds. Persilux is recalling about 133,000 zebra-style window blinds because the long operating cords pose strangulation and entanglement hazards, especially to children, and violate labeling requirements for window coverings. They were sold from June 2023 through June 2025 on Amazon for $40 to $124. What to do? Stop using the blinds, remove and cut the operating cord, then email a photo of the blinds without the cord to recall@persiluxhome.com. Persilux will send a free repair kit. Our next article comes from the Ask CR section. Do I really need a smartwatch to count my steps, or can I just use my phone? Health experts agree that getting your steps in is smart, but you don't need 10,000 each day. As you may have heard, 7,000 is a good goal. Research shows that amount can lower the risk of heart disease, dementia, diabetes, and premature death. To gain those benefits, tracking matters. Many phones can sense body motion and track steps in apps such as Apple Health and Samsung Health, but they may not give consistent results and you may not carry your phone all day. A smartwatch or fitness tracker may provide more precise data, especially if you pick one that does well in our accuracy test. Our next article also comes from the Ask CR section. Is there any difference between disposable razors designed for men versus women? Actually, yes. And it's not just the packaging and prices. When we looked into razors marketed to both genders, we found some big distinctions. First, the design of the razors differs based on the areas men and women typically shave. Men are most often shaving their faces, while women tend to target a larger area, like their legs. The number of hairs in men's beards range from 6,000 to 25,000, and they're typically thick and tough, says Falknuser, Ph.D., Senior Director of Scientific Communications at P&G Beauty and Grooming. woman's hair isn't as dense or tough. A razor made to shave the face is built straighter with a flatter razor head. And because shaving the face smoothly requires a bit of pressure, men's razors have stabilizers on the head to make it easier to press down against the skin. A woman's razor intended for body hair needs a curved handle so it's easy to hold upside down. The razor head is usually larger and more curved at the edges, and it's able to pivot, making it easier to navigate the convex curves of a leg or the concave curves of an underarm. The blades also reflect their intended use. Men's razors often include more blades for a closer shave. In a five-blade razor, for example, the first one lifts the hair, the second one cuts, and each subsequent blade cuts a little bit closer. Women's razors may have fewer blades because shaving too close can lead to ingrown hair on sensitive areas, and the blades are designed to handle coarse body hair with a large lubrication area to help minimize irritation. What's the best way to de-ice my sidewalks? In weather below 15 degrees Fahrenheit, opt for an ice melt product with calcium chloride, which will work in temperatures as low as minus 25 degrees Fahrenheit. When it's 15 degrees Fahrenheit or above outside, regular rock salt, usually a cheaper option, should work fine. But note that both types contain salt, which will seep into porous pavement, potentially causing concrete to rust, crack, or deteriorate. To reduce the amount of salt on your pavement and provide extra traction, mix ice melt with an abrasive material such as sand. Treat the surface with a thin layer before a storm, then another light layer during the storm. As the snow falls, the ice melt will make it easier for you to shovel. Consider using a battery-powered tool like the Greenworks, which has a motor like a snowblower has, sparing you some effort. My car smells funky. How can I get rid of the odor? Start with a thorough check of the floor and any crevices, looking for culprits like old French fries and food wrappers. Vacuum the carpet and mats, then use the carpet shampoo to clean them. When the carpet is dry, sprinkle it with baking soda. Let it sit for 15 minutes, then vacuum. Leave an open container of coffee grounds in the car overnight to help deodorize, a trick we learned from a car wash owner. If the smell persists or is musty, keep hunting. Water leaks, blocked AC drains, or a dirty cabin air filter can all lead to unpleasant smells, says Michael Crossan, CR's auto mechanic. Check the tracks around your sunroof and under your hood and remove any leaves, which can clog drains and cause odors. Next, remove the cabin air filter if you have one, often mounted behind the glove compartment door, and turn on the car's interior fan on the low setting. Spray a disinfectant from an auto parts store into the exterior vents at the base of the windshield under your wipers. This is where the air goes into your heating and cooling systems comes from. The fans will pull the disinfectant in, killing bacteria that cause musty odors. If the filter you removed was dirty, change it. A simple DIY job in most cars. Replacement filters cost about $10 to $50 online. Our next article is from the CR Insights section, Product Recommendations and Practical Advice. In the know, the best bar soaps. A good soap should cleanse and moisturize well, but still rinse clean without leaving any residue behind or drying out your skin. It should also last through multiple showers or many hand washes without dissolving into a soft, goopy mess. To find out which soaps are up to the task, we tested 11 popular bars, evaluating each one's feel on the skin, comfort during use, and scent. To assess longevity, we placed equal-sized samples of each soap under cold running water for 20 minutes. The bars that held up best, such as the Dove Original, should last over more uses and so offer better value. But our favorite product overall, the Kirkland Signature Bar, provided the most moisturizing clean at the lowest price, less than $1 per bar. Ready to lather up? Take a look at the rest of our top soap picks and some less satisfying suds here. Top pick, Kirkland Signature Costco Bar Soap with Shea Butter, 97 cents. Best scent, Zest Aqua Deodorant Bar, soap with vitamin E, $1. Best Unscented, Dr. Bronner's All-One Pure Castile Magic Bar Soap, $5. Longest Lasting, Dove Original Beauty Bar, $2.45. Skip It, Toms of May Natural Beauty Bar Soap for Sensitive Skin with Aloe Vera, $4.99. Note, prices are per bar. Our next article comes from the CR Insights Food IQTM section. Our favorite balsamic vinegar is under $20. Balsamic vinegar can be pretty pricey, but our test of 10 popular products found it possible to get a high-quality product without spending a lot. First, some background. In Italy, balsamic is regulated and labeled DOP for Denominazione di Origine Protetta, Protected Designation of Origin. It must be made in Modena or Emilia-Romagna from only local grapes that are crushed, cooked down, and aged in wooden barrels for at least 12 years. That process produces a rich, complex flavor, but you'll pay a premium. In the supermarket, you're more likely to see bottles labeled PGI for protected geographical indication. They're made in the same region as Italy as DOPs, but the grapes can come from elsewhere, and vinegar is aged for at least 60 days. They can contain a small amount of caramel color, but no other additives. In our taste test, some PGI vinegars lacked complexity, but we still found some great tasting options for under $20. Here, check out the ones we like best, and some to skip. Best all around, Kirkland Signature Costco Original Balsamic Vinegar of Modena, $14 or 41 cents per ounce. Calories, 45 per tablespoon. Sugars, 9 grams per tablespoon. If you're going to stock just one balsamic, this is it. It's well-priced and thick enough to drizzle. It's sweet, tangy, and fruity, with a bit of spice. Delicious, but pricey. Finney Organic Balsamic Vinegar of Modena, $18, $2.13 per ounce. Calories, 35 per tablespoon. Sugars, 8 grams per tablespoon. This coat-the-spoon-thick vinegar has a rich, caramelized flavor and a balance of sweetness and acidity. Our tasters say it's best used as a finishing touch on foods. Good for drizzling. Napa Valley Naturals Grand Reserve Balsamic Vinegar, $11, 87 cents per ounce. Calories, 35 per tablespoon. Sugars, 8 grams per tablespoon. This was the thickest vinegar we tried. It's sweet and fruity with oaky notes and mild tanginess. And it's less than half the price per ounce of the Fini. Great for dressings. Trader Joe's Gold Aceto Balsamico di Modena, $5, 59 cents per ounce. Calories, 40 per tablespoon. Sugars, 9 grams per tablespoon. The big grape and raisin flavors in this balsamic have a nice balance of sweetness and zing, and complement olive oil well in the dressing. Labeled PGI. Biggest bargain? Filippo Barrio Balsamic Vinegar of Modena, $7.50, 44 cents per ounce. Calories, 15 per tablespoon. Sugars, 3 grams per tablespoon. Light-bodied with nice vinegary tang and some sweetness, this bottle is a good choice if you typically use balsamic for salad and the price is right. Spicy pick, O-Oak Aged Balsamic Vinegar, $10, 99 cents per ounce. Calories, 20 per tablespoon. Sugar, 3 grams per tablespoon. This California vinegar is pleasantly oaky and spicy with just a touch of fruitiness. It's more acidic than sweet, so if you like a bolder flavor in your salad dressing, this is a good option. Not as tasty. Colavita Organic Balsamic Vinegar Modena, $10 or 59 cents per ounce. Calories, 25 per tablespoon. Sugars, 3 grams per tablespoon. Pompeian Gourmet Balsamic Vinegar, $5, 31 cents per ounce. Calories, 15 per tablespoon. Sugars, 2 grams per tablespoon. These last two had a high acidity and lacked the smooth sweetness you'd expect from balsamic vinegar. They could work in salad dressings, but there are better choices. What is balsamic glaze? When balsamic vinegar is reduced and concentrated, it becomes a thick, syrupy glaze that's perfect to drizzle over roasted veggies, meats, and more. Ready-made glazes may contain added sugar and thickeners such as guar gum or modified cornstarch. To make a healthier version yourself, bring a cup of good quality balsamic to a boil on the stovetop, then simmer, stirring often, until it thickens slightly. It will thicken more as it cools. And now for my favorite section, the CR Time Traveler. Vitamins and Supplements. 1938. CR reports that vitamin D milk, such as Vitex, can protect against rickets, and warns that irradiated milk falls short on this important vitamin. 1943. We evaluate the nutrition of newly popular canned baby foods and find that strained versions contain supplemental iron and other beneficial vitamins. 1951. We advise dog owners to give puppies supplements, such as cod liver oil, to promote healthy growth. 1960. CR reports that although Neutralite supplement has made millions of dollars, the FTC has called claims it cures alcoholism, varicose veins, and more deceptive. 1973. There's no solid evidence that vitamin E skin creams can erase wrinkles and scars, we say. One product, called Formula E, is discontinued after its claims can't be proved. 1982. In test of 56 samples of bone meal calcium tablets and powders, CR finds high lead levels, posing risk of neurological damage to both adults and children who take them. 1995. We test 21 calcium supplements, all meet USP standards except for one from CVS. We suggest a Walgreens product, the cheapest to pass our test. 2010, CR flags the 12 most dangerous supplements on the market, including Kava, which is associated with liver damage. 2023, our labs check CBD gummies and find minimal THC and no pesticides, but two brands had low levels of lead. We say to look for a third-party certificate of analysis. 2026. After testing 23 protein powders and shakes, we reveal that many contain high levels of lead, including Naked Nutrition Powder. This brings us to the end of today's articles. This broadcast is for the sole use of our blind, low-vision, and print-impaired listeners. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. I'm Dave Capper. I'll be back soon with some more articles. Thanks for listening.